hopefully there are more and more drugs coming now for prevention or even whatever methods. Alright. The Philippine Cancer Society has come up with recommendations on early detection. Okay, we went to prevention, now we look at early. For most women, it's early detection of breast cancer that can be done, not prevention, right? So what does the Philippine Cancer Society say? To do a monthly self-breast exam and to do a clinical breast exam by an annual health worker starting around 30. Okay? Alright, now, about mammography naman, no? The WHO actually says that it does not recommend mammography in developing countries like ours because of the prohibitive cost. Okay? Sabi kasi medyo mahal, the hindi raw medyo cost-effective siya. Nevertheless, women 50 years and older are encouraged to undergo annual mammography on their own. So, on your own, no, so maybe this is an escape clause for the government not to spend more money for us. So this is how the Philippine Cancer Society says so. No? Looks at it now. A few words or a few slides on mammography, for example. Mammography is proven in different countries, and the American Cancer Society, American Cancer Radiology, and Medical Association all recommend annual mammography. And we know that they have higher incidences of breast cancer. So mammography really worldwide has been universally the tool. It's not perfect, but it's our best tool so far, no? Our best screening tool. Now, mammography, kasi mga iba, ang sakit-sakit niyan, ako, ayoko niyan, pwede bang ultrasound na lang? Sige, tignan natin ang ultrasound. There's this study that showed, there's an increased detection in patients with, especially kung dense yung breast mo, makapal pa sa mammography, edi pinapa-ultrasound ka. Ang problema, ganito, it increases though the number of benign biopsies. So, minsan, napapa-biopsy ka, ng unnecessarily kasi maraming benign na nodules ang napipick up. Katulad nito, for example, this is a very typical patient who comes to me with an ultrasound report already kasi nagusto magpa-ultrasound, ay magpa-mammography, okay, nagpa-mammography, pero nagpa-ultrasound, ayan, nag-spend siya ng, say, what, 2,000 or more for an ultrasound, tapos she gets this. Ngayon, paano na, nagkagawin ko, ang dami kong buhol, 10 on one side, 7 on the other side, naku, makakakansan na ako, mamamatay na ako, edi nagka-anxiety pa. Okay? Now, what do the studies show? The studies show that, no, it's not, it does not help. In fact, it is currently not sanctioned or approved nor constitutes standard of care. Although it's widely available and many doctors say, okay, go ahead and do it because it's not painful. The problem has always been, it's very operator dependent, depending on sino gumagawa. Secondly, although it's very high in sensitivity, meaning it picks up, napipick up lahat ng maliliit na buhol. Nadidescribe pa nila, ang maliliit na buhol, parang tuldok lang na buhol, napipick up. No? However, it has very low specificity. Ibig sabihin, hindi nila masasabi kung cancer o hindi. So, in one term, we call it nangarag lang yung tayo ay nangarag lang or naging anxious lang or tumaas lang yung level of anxiety, so sayang. No? And really, science has not shown that ultrasound is recommended now. So what in the States, no, in Western countries, what do they say? Age 40, mammography. Second is the clinical breast exam should form part of your periodic health exam, meaning pakapa once a year, starting at 20 or 30 to a doctor, no? And by 40, dapat yearly na yun. Okay? And then, yung breast self-exam, which is always in videos, and it used to be, no, na we encourage that talaga, from 20 years old and above, to do a breast self-exam every month, etc. Lately, it's been reviewed and etc. And there has been some controversy, so they changed it a bit and say it's an option na lang. But you should, because they should be told of the benefits and limitations of breast self-exam, And women should report any, although you should report any breast changes that you have to a doctor, of course. Huh? All right. Now, how is breast cancer diagnosed? Maraming ways, and you know, go to a doctor. The doctor goes through your history, does a physical exam, may do mammography, etc., and other tests. But the main or gold standard of diagnosis is a tissue confirmation, meaning sa biopsy lang natin mas mapuprove. The doctor may have, or you yourself may have a high suspicion, but the absolute proof is when you get a sample, okay, or the whole mass itself, and look at it under the microscope. Okay. Then when you diagnose it, what then are the treatment options? Okay, breast cancer can be cured. There are only 5 modalities of treatment. It used to be around 3. Now we have surgery, radiotherapy, chemo, anti-hormonal therapy, and targeted therapy, the latest. I know there's a talk somewhere about HER2. That's part of targeted therapy. And there are many now up and coming targeted therapy for breast cancer. It's the HER2, but for lung cancer, for example, it's the epidermal growth factor that is being targeted. And most of these are very have low side effects kasi target na nga siya. So these are all the treatment options. We won't go through it in detail because again, what we want to do is to try to tailor fit each of these cases. Now, just suffice to say that cancer is one of the most treatable of all chronic diseases. Ang hypertension, no cure, really. It's one chronic disease. There's no cure for hypertension. We can only control it. High cholesterol, wala rin. Diabetes, wala rin. Cancer, meron pa. We can get cured. All right? And we're now moving to a better and better understanding of the disease, hopefully, with more funding, with more understanding, with more work, okay, with more intelligent people going into it, with your support, with everybody's support, to go into what we call gene-based diagnosis, targeted therapy, and patient-specific treatment. No? Because we now understand the cancer cell better. Dati, ang alam natin sa cancer cell, cell wall saka nucleus lang. Dati yun, no? Before the molecular age. Now, daming targets, dami palang nangyayari within a cancer cell. No? Many things get changed, many things get accelerated, kaya dumadami, mabilis mag-grow yung cancer. No? And ang gulo-gulo nga, no? there's so many things, it's very complex. But these serve as now targets so that we can block their activity. No? And more, we're understanding that and getting to be more advanced in terms of cancer therapy. So in the past decade alone, there are so many improvements so that we can move on to understand, because each cancer is so different, so we can be more specific. However, it involves a lot of disciplines, like nurses, radiotherapists, medical oncologists, radiologists, etc., or even the lay people to do all of these so that cancer can be gotten rid of. Okay. Just 2 slides about some tips when you get cancer. What do you do? Okay. First, confront your fears. We can't be like an ostrich burying our heads down. I say this even if I'm not a patient, but these are also universal things that we do to when we have a problem, right? Okay, and when we face something that is a risk to life. Number 2, take charge. You are the leader of your treatment team. Get a second opinion if you need to. Think in advance of questions to ask. Ask a friend or a relative to come along. No? There's no substitute for your own. No? You have to take charge and sometimes do it yourself. Number 3, know your options. Ano bang pwede kong gawin para dito sa problema na to? Alamin. No? Paano mo malalaman? Learn as much about the disease. No? Sometimes think out of the box. pwede magpasa, pwede mag-Google, pwede tanungin si Bibel, etc. No? All of these things. And lastly, fight back. Okay? Teta, no? Is the model, wala rito, but she had this video, that an interview that she that's, and this is what she did. No? She really fought back and tried to fight, confront the problem, and so keep asking questions about your treatment. Make sure you have the following things that you feel confident in, for example, a treatment plan. And don't worry, no, about being a pest. No, huwag ka matakot na parang kang pest din, tanong ng tanong or anything. No, no, you have to know, you want to know, so that you can give yourself time. I'd like to end with a quote from Charles Chaplin. Simple person, but brilliant. No? He said that man is an animal with primary instincts of survival, consequently his ingenuity is developed first and his soul afterwards. Thus, sabi niya, nauna daw yung ating intellect bago yung ating soul or kaluluwa. No? So, yung progress of science, nauna, nakakalimutan minsan yung behavior or ethical behavior behind it. So before we forget that, let me share with you a philosophy that I learned or I gained, no, from my stay at the 5-year stay ako rito, dito sa City of Hope. No? It's called, it's a big cancer center, the biggest in Southern California, in the LA area. There's a campus. Recently it was in the news. They cited the City of Hope for its role in stem cell research. No? This is the facade with the Department of Surgery at that time. From time to time, we would have alumni get together. And this was one of the recent ones. Now, it has like, the campus is strewn with gardens. Merong Japanese garden with a small waterfall for patients to appreciate nature while they're having very bad treatments sometimes. No? Trying to provide a healing environment. And caters to all kinds of denominations. There's a low-cost housing unit for the patients. And for the Jewish, there's a worship place, as well as for the those who worship the Virgin Mary, merong grotto in the Rose Garden. And it is behind this grotto, also in the Rose Garden here, that there's a metal sculpture, which embodies the philosophy that I'd like to leave you with. And this is that there is no profit in curing the body, again, if in the process we destroy the soul. So it is our soul which is more important, really, and that we need to give ourselves or our relatives or anybody who has cancer hope, because there's always hope. So again, I'd like to thank you very much for your participation, and I'm here to try to answer any of your questions. Thank you very much.
There will be another session here, so we'll have just time for siguro dalawang questions lang. Mabilis. Sino may question? Habang iniisip nyo pa yung question in your reminder, no? Because again, kung nagtataka tayo, why as patients, why as survivors you need to listen to this, is because, as I've said in another session, once it's known in your community and in your family that you've been through this, ikaw na ang tatanungin nila kung paano ganito. It's an echo, you know, that resonates. So you get to be responsible for another fellow, for another person. In the same way that people are helping you now, you will be helping others, you need to pay forward. No? So kaya kailangan na makinig kayo. Kasi you cannot say that, hey, may internet naman, because not everything that's on the internet is true. Sabi nyo na nagalit doon si Oprah Winfrey, kasi wala magdoog si Shanti Sub-Sub. It was not true. No? That was a hoax. So we need to be responsible for each other. May questions na kayo? Just that.
First of tamoxifen. Well, tamoxifen is an agent that was discovered mga 1980s pa kasi siya. The first anti-hormonal therapy that was widely used. So 80s, 90s, ganun. Until mga 2003, when the what we, the so-called aromatase inhibitors, one of them is the one you're taking, and there are about three of them, na were compared to tamoxifen, and these were found to be better than tamoxifen for postmenopausal women, and for many other criteria. Okay, so depending on the case, pwedeng mabigyan ka ng tamoxifen, pwedeng yun, pwedeng iba, etc. At meron pang ibang tamoxifen. Meron namang, huwag maingit ah. For those of you who are not taking any of these, you may not really be needing to take any of these. No? So, iba-iba talaga. Okay? Iba-iba talaga. Now, the last question was,
Sono.
Okay. I mentioned, no? Very important. What you can do kasi, for me, I think it's really overutilized. The sonomammography is overutilized to the point that I think it becomes too commercial and too, well, undoubtedly because one, no? It's less painful. Two, it's so easy to do. Three, the one who does it gains. So all those factors will really tell you, well, talagang magagawin siya. Ang problema na, as the studies show, ang lumalabas, instead of really helping and making a difference, no, in terms of cure, ang nangyayari, walang improvement in survival, more anxiety, more unnecessary biopsies. No? So, if it is suggested, first go to your doctor, and then the doctor will tell you, okay, go ahead and do the ultrasound or whatever. But very important, make sure you do that. The physical exam is as important as the mammography. No? It's not the ultrasound.
Yes?
Well, there are like the designer drugs right now. What can you say about those who are having like a triple negative, as in my case, I'm triple negative, so it's really like...
Case to case, no? For example, she mentioned triple negative. Triple negative means first two negatives, three negatives. First two negatives is ERPR. ERPR negative daw. So ERPR negative cannot take those drugs, the designer drugs, the specific drugs, as it is only for ERPR positive patients. So you can't take, you don't need to take tamoxifen. It doesn't help. In fact, it will just give you side effects and all the other aromatase inhibitors that I mentioned. So hindi na. The third negative is HER2. HER2 negative. There's a drug kasi designed to help those patients who have HER2 positive tumors. Okay? 30% lang naman yun. 30% ang positive. So there's a drug like Herceptin, Trastuzumab, and Lapatinib. That's not mentioned, the three names in the brand. Have been used and found to be helpful. Kaya lang kung negative ka, triple negative, edi wala doon. Okay? There's this good drug though. Have you heard about chemotherapy? Yun na nga, no? If you're triple negative, then your only drug that you use or you can will be of benefit to you is chemotherapy. So you then have to look at the other factors to see how helpful is chemotherapy? How much you'll benefit from it? Whether you really need to take it or no, or how good it is. So you go through a discussion with your doctor to see what's the percentage of help. Of course, also considering the risks of chemotherapy, like the side effects of chemotherapy. Now, we're looking into, there are more and more drugs like PARP inhibitors, so meron ganon, no, na mga drugs na supposedly better for triple negative. So tinitingnan. These are under investigation, and there are more chemotherapy drugs that are out there also that are being looked at to see whether they can help triple negative. Because this is the this,
becomes a problem. A triple negative meaning you can't use these drugs. So, yeah.
Okay, with this, we wrap up this session on breast cancer 101. But before we go, one last thought. Iba-iba ang klase ng paggamot, iba-iba klase ng chemotherapy. There are a lot of trials, no? So, iba yung doctor, oncologist, because you find out that some combinations can be given for free. So, makakaswerte ka naman ganun, find out. Now, some people, this is a reality, some people will not have enough money to go for treatment. So, yung iba magpapatambal, wala ba yung holistic medicine. Now, kung ikaw meron kang nagkaroon ka ng chemotherapy and you're surviving, the least that we can do is huwag na lang nating sisihin yung iba. Kasi yung iba, we get carried away. Ikaw kasi sinabi ko na siya, huwag ka magpunta kay Dr. Kwak-Kwak kasi Kwak-Kwak yun, tigas sa ulo mo. No. Let's stop that. Let's just hold the hand of another fellow survivor. Because the truth is, that person could have been you. So huwag na tayong magsisihan, let's just be a sister to each other and let's just hold each other's hand until we reach the end of the journey. Yun lang. So with that, we end this session of Breast Cancer 101. We're going to have another one here shortly after, so we will have to clear the room. Thank you very much, mga katutoy. Nasa tabo pa lang. Mga katutoy.